This is TWiT.
This is an app suggestion that I had to talk about. It does not apply to me, but I know there are people out there who have slides, slides from family members, old, those little tiny slides with photos on them. And you may be looking for a way to make those slides digital versions. So Mike writes in and says, SlideScan is an incredibly useful solution for recovering photos trapped in old slide forms. We inherited about 4,000 family photo slides from 1959 to 1977. We discarded lots of scenery and other useless ones, but then used SlideScan to recover more than 1,600 with family significance. We used an iPad with a bright white image as a backlight, with an iPhone and a short tripod in front of the running SlideScan. Using the voice command go to initiate scans makes things go quickly. Results were amazing. SlideScan auto detects the image on the slide, scans it, and enhances it before saving it. We batched scans by year, uploaded them in SlideScan to the Photos app, and then saved all in yearly folders on macOS. Now everything is backed up to the cloud, and 18 years of photographic family history has been recovered. It is now much more accessible.
Isn't that great?
I didn't even know that this app existed. Thank you, Mike, for writing in about it. Yeah, it's called SlideScan. We'll include a link, of course, in the show notes. It lets you scan, I can't remember how many, I think it's like 50 for free, and then it's $5.99 a month after that to do unlimited. But yeah, it has this voice feature that lets you, here the person is kind of holding up the photo with tongs, and they're putting it in front of the camera. It scans the photo, it crops it how it needs to be cropped, it enhances it, and then there are a bunch of different filters too, so
this
you can
great.
Make adjustments to it.
Now, so if you do you have to shine a light through the back of the slide, or how does that work?
I think that that's what Mike was talking about. So he had an iPad with a white screen.
Oh, okay. Put that on the iPad and then shoot it from there. Yeah, that's a good idea. You need a light table of some kind, I would think.
Well, so he's just holding it up in front of the iPad with the white screen.
Right.
And so the iPad shines
That's basically through. A light table, yeah.
Yeah. So, oh, I see what you mean. You were just saying in general you will.
In general, you need a light that's coming back into the camera, but it can't be too bright. So that's the trick.
Yes.
But I'm sure they have instructions in the app. That's a great idea. I'll have to remember that because we get a lot of questions on the radio show from people who want to get their old analog film stuff into digital, and slides are always hard. You know, slide scanners are expensive. Yeah.